You're now tuned into the Fully Booked Podcast with Mace, French, and Pox. Enjoy the listen. Where to go? Tell me where to go. Use my inner voice. Tell me where to go. Tell me where to go. But we'll move on just slightly. If our leaders are to enjoy the trappings of the position in the hierarchy, then we expect them to offer us protection. The problem is, for many of the overpaid leaders, we know that they took the money and the perks and didn't offer protection to their people. In some cases, they even sacrificed their people to protect or boost their own interests. And that's on page 81. Are the leaders we see highlighted worthy of their positions, and should there be an overall scale to consider their positions?
I don't know what you mean by scale, but
how can we judge them?
I think that does happen. I just don't know there's a model for it, if that makes any sense. I think it's more of a case of we just judge based on what actually has happened based on their position. So if you're the mayor of London, for example, mm-hmm. is London a better place or a safer place since you've been mayor? Or like, there might be one or two things in which universally, as London, as we would like to see improve. It might be transport, the roads, I'm sure there's one or two other bits and pieces as well. And if those things haven't been improved on, then we're going to judge the mayor based on that. Of course, then we can start to add maybe a bit more context. He needs more time. He's only been in for a term. Things have been bad for, I don't know, two terms. He's going to need a term to settle in and then make changes, et cetera, et cetera. And I guess people make judgments or grade people based on those nuances kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? So what was the first part? I wanted to say something before you mentioned the scale thing.
Are the leaders we see highlighted worthy of their positions?
Somebody's bums. That's what I wasn't even going to say it, but No, I mean, leaders once upon a time. I picked up someone before. I don't know if they were a politician, but the conversation we went on to have was, like, once upon a time, politicians weren't paid as handsomely as they are now. And it was like a privilege to do it. And I don't know if the person said they weren't even paid. Mm. It was just something they did because they had pride in their borough, et cetera, et cetera. Very, I wouldn't say like a librarian, but you get my point. Do you know what I mean? Whereas now, there's a lot of perks with being a politician. And I guess some of the conversations that people are having now, I read it somewhere, actually, as to Rishi Sunak. Like, all he's really done is just line the pockets of his father-in-law. Do you know all these? Or even down to the individual, the current. There's no way I'm going to forget what's going on with Diane Abbott. Mm. The individual. I don't know. Is something Hector or I don't know what his name is anyway. But I guess I've lost myself. But the reason why I mentioned him is because obviously he's a donor, and I guess the reason why the money is not being given back to him in reference to who he is, et cetera, is because obviously the money is going to support the Conservative Party, but at the same time, I forgot even where I was going, actually. There's so many things I wanted to say. Just wrapping up. But yeah, so the money's going to the Conservative Party, but at the same time, come on, Andrew, Jesus Christ. Completely lost myself. I was thinking about two, three things at the same time.
Do you want to gather your thoughts then? Come back.
Maybe.
In terms of the scale, like, so arguably what you might say is we, the common people, we elect our local MPs and politicians, right, into their positions. So we essentially have that say in terms of who we want to be our leaders. That's what the consensus would be, that we actually have a say, right?
We do, but it's like, I don't want to get too much into the voting thing, but it's more of a kick. How it appears to be is like, if you want Labour in, then whether the MP you actually want, it might be conservative, but because you're voting Labour, that's the person that you, does it make sense?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we do vote them in, but it's quite, like, weird in some respect, you know what I mean? Just doesn't make sense.
Mm.
But sorry, no, because your point is probably still valid.
And yeah, positions of power, once again, it's like, okay, so as the common people, we have a choice. If we have a choice in that we can our vote influences who's ultimately in power to run the country. So, yeah, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I can't remember what my point, but I can't remember where I was before. Yeah, I just don't think they have the same influence that they did once upon a time. Once upon a time, it was a privilege or it was something people wanted to do. Whereas now, you know, I think it's more of a case of, it's a bit of a stepping stone. How can I don't want to say line my pockets, because I'm sure there are MPs who are doing this because they want to be an MP and they want to make a difference in the community. But I think as we've seen over the past, I think that they've been, past say 10, 12 years or however long the Conservatives have been in power, like whether you believe in politics or not, I mean, the country generally speaking is not a better place than it was back then. I know we're in different places as to we're older, and our needs are different, et cetera. But generally speaking, I think the general consensus would be like, no, this is not a better place. So this place is quite not a nice place to be. I know we have perks, but I mean, if we're contrasting grading, scaling, as you mentioned before, these lot are getting an easier D, if not an E.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you lot seen any difference? Like, so we're all the same age and we was all born here. Considering we've seen multiple different governments take over, come into power, come out of power, come into power, etc. Do you feel that the government or the government's leaders have made an impact on your lives or those around you or the society that you've grown up in?
Positive or negative?
Positive.
I don't know if we're too young, actually. The reason why I say so is because I'm sure there are different phases to it, do you know what I mean? But I don't want to dance around the question because I understand the question. I don't think so. I mean, the one thing that comes to mind is the EMA. So I know that positively impacted my life at the time. I needed that money, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was, I don't know, spent on rubbish or like, but either way, I needed that money. Do you know what I mean? I made sure I was at college, school, what have you, in order to receive that £30 each week.
Mm-hmm.
So that positively impacted me, and it probably, maybe subconsciously, assisted me or supported me in then going to university. I think that's what I would have wanted to do anyway. But like, it all played a part.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, university is more expensive. Had a conversation with a rider, I think it was only a couple of days ago, and they were talking about they're not going to university because of the expenses, et cetera, and funny enough, this individual, I didn't realise St Dominic's in Harrow is like a really, really good school.
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of St Dominic's?
No.
Oh, maybe because, oh, I'm quite surprised maybe you haven't as well, because I was saying because...
Is that the school where they wear the little hats?
No. Do you know like Harrow on a Hill? The end of Greenford Road, like going towards Harrow, and you take a left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you go up that. Yeah, so there's like a college down one of those back streets.
Yeah, and is that the same school where they wear the little hats?
No idea. I mean, I've never seen them wear hats or anything like that.
Okay, no, because I'm over there all the time, and there's a school and they wear these little like brimmed hats.
Possibly.
If that's the same school and that's on the Harrow in the Hill, then yeah, I guess so. It's probably a private school, but I didn't know if it was a college or not.
Yeah, it's possibly. But no, he was telling me, I think, again, well-educated. We're only speaking about, say, 5 minutes. Mm. And I think he... Oh, shit. I think there's a bank called KMG or KC. Anyway, something like that, along those lines. Anyway, I knew it when he told me. Mm. But he had no intention on going to university, but he's been given this...
scholarship?
Yeah, scholarship, but I think to work with this bank or what have you, and they're going to pay for his degree. But under normal circumstances, based on where we are, he wouldn't have went to university. So he said he's going to be on a start. He's what, 17, 18? He said he's going to be starting like £28,000 like for apprenticeship, which he said is like quite good.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay for his degree. Like, it's great. Do you know what I mean?
That's good. Was it KPMG, yeah?
Thank you. That was it, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah. Really good, yeah. So we only spoke for a few minutes, you know what I mean? Literally, but like...
Is that a normal opportunity, though? Like, your average person?
No, but what we spoke about very briefly is, because I didn't know St. Dominic's was, let's say private. I don't know how exactly, but he went on... I think he said private, but he went on to say that... Or independent. He went on to say that there's... Obviously, the Harrow is not far. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned John Lyons and a few other schools that are very similar in that respect. And he said, like, at St. Dominic's, we get a lot of really, really good opportunities, things that I wouldn't have been able to do if I was going to, like, a normal college, because I've been to Iceland, I've been here, I've been there, I've been to a few places, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Also, we do a number of different things with John Lyons, which is, like, a good school in the area, and also the Harrow, which is supposed to be a really, really good school as well. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, he spoke about... the opportunity with a degree and something else as well.
Yeah, because you're not getting that in a typical normal community college.
No. So like, I don't know, it was a quick conversation, but like, boom, straight to the point.
Okay. No, I think alluding to your point though, Mace, when it comes to like grassroots politics, yeah, I think that's the way to get people into power, but I'll be honest, going back to the question in regards to, and I don't know, you can answer it yourself as well, but in regards to what I've seen growing up over the years, and I've seen multiple different governments come in, whether it's Labour or Conservative. At one point, the Lib Dems had a brief flash in the pan. But if I have an overall arching look at it, it tends to look the same to me. Like, it doesn't matter who's in power. Like, it really doesn't. And even though over the years, as I've got older and I've matured and stuff, and I've read through the policies, I'll see what gets implemented, and I'll see that it gets taken back out again, then it gets taken back in again, and it's like, to me, it's just...
One big game.
It's just a one big agenda, and we're not set to win any parts of it. You may be able to get a couple scraps, a couple crumbs here and there, a little, as you said, a little EMA, maybe, do you know what I'm saying? A little, like, tax credits and stuff like that, make it a little something. But in general, I don't see it being beneficial for the general average Joe out there in terms of helping the community, from the grassroots. And you don't really get to see... what's his name? Jeff Schumann.
Yeah, radio.
The comedian, yeah. He used to work in my local youth centre back in the day. Mm. I know him from knee-high. Well, I was knee-high, which he's a grown man. Mm. But I remember at one point, he was like... You could consider him like a local... leader somewhat or local figurehead somewhat, and like those I would have looked at him as someone that you would want to vote into power and to represent the local area, the local gripes of local people, do you know what I'm saying? But you don't ever see that. You don't see no one from your local area that everyone can relate to and everyone likes and would essentially vote for ever rise to any form of governance where they can make any kind of decisions. It tends to be, and no disrespect to the rider, but people that come from those kind of Harrow on the Hill circles. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they come from the same schools, they come from the same colleges.
So I'll say this kid was Somali, but I mean, I know the point.
No, but
making.
I'm not talking about his race. You're generally speaking about that part of. When you go to private schools, when you go to a certain, you've got to have this. And even him, he has to have the right face to fit in those circles, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he doesn't have the right face and the right surnames and the right connections, then you're not going to get in, do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I've personally seen that from the years that I've lived in this country and being born here, so... I'm disillusioned in the whole system personally, but that's just my standpoint. But anyway, we're going way off track. All right. Few would be offended if we were decided to give Nelson Mandela a 150 million bonus. If it were announced that Mother Teresa was awarded 250 million at the end of the fiscal year, few, if anyone, would make a stink about it. We know that they upheld their side of the social contract, and that's on page 81. Some people who inherit money coerce the system or gain celebrity thanks to the modern media system, are afforded certain perks simply because they would appear to have a have a status higher than ours. But fame is supposed to be a byproduct of alpha status, not a way to achieve it. That's on page 82. So, why has status and clout switched from actual achievement of skill or great action, and will it ever return?
I don't, do I think it will return? It might, in some respects, you might have some sort of balance. But I think with where we are now, we're not near the end. That's what I do know. Do you know what I mean? I'd say we're close to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how long that run is going to be. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so I don't see it ending anytime soon, but I don't know if this will add to some context, because I was going to add something before, but I completely forgot, and then I remembered when you moved on. I was thinking about what you're talking about in regards to Jeff Schuman, and also what are they called? They work in youth clubs and stuff like that. What are they called?
Youth centers.
No, not the centers. What are the people called? Youth worker. So I think there are people who are very good on the ground. And when I mean on the ground, they have good influence on the ground. I'm not talking about influence. I'm talking about general. They're good with people, et cetera, et cetera. And then I think there is those, and I'm not saying generally across the board, who I think are probably better administratively and probably don't have the charisma and some of the skill sets. What? Like a Jeff Schuman. I mean, I couldn't even tell you what Jeff Schuman looks like if you showed me a picture. I might recognize him, but I know him from, again, what you were talking about only the other day in terms of the tapes and all that type of stuff. Like, that formed a part of our, I don't say adolescence, but like when we were younger, do you know what I mean? Listening to the prank calls, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He has personality. And with personality and charisma, you can influence people and things. Whereas an MP, I couldn't even tell you my local MP. I really couldn't tell you.
I knew who it was back in the day. It used to be Steve Pound.
Just know the name.
Because he used to send you like a little birthday something. I don't know if you lot got that.
What monies?
No, birthday card. A card, and you'd be like, I don't know, for some reason you used to get like a card to say with his name signed, happy birthday or something. Yeah.
I never used to get that.
Yeah.
Now his daughter used to work with, man.
Okay.
His daughter Emily. So that's
Master Doggy on a girl Emily. Sorry. I went too far.
That's the only reason I knew that her dad was a local MP, but I don't know what happened, whatever happened to her. I couldn't tell you who it is now.
So some people are probably good administratively, do you know what I'm saying? So I don't know Steve Pound, but I don't know if he has charisma or not, but that might not be his thing, but he might be good administratively and he might have influence. I'm not saying he has money, but like, depending on where you are, what you were talking about earlier in terms of education, etc., etc., you might be in a position of influence where you can do this, do that, and that can, in some respects, have, I'm not going to say greater, but has a different effect to what a youth worker or, there's another word for it as well, but what someone like a youth worker or someone on the ground can do. Do you know what I mean? So it's different in some respect.
But the first question was, why has status and clout switched from actual achievement of skill or great action?
Should I take this one?
Yeah, you can, because I don't know. I'll say because we clowns.
I feel like, I know it's going to sound a bit, I'm going to try to explain it the best way I can, but I always feel like becoming a celebrity or a personality, like, you can ask someone in primary school now, what do you want to be the old? And they could literally say to you, I just want to be a personality. Does that make sense? Influencer, personality, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like before, for you to kind of have a certain status, it was almost not that the people elected you, but you take away social media, it'd be someone from like the movies or like a sports star or something. You'd have to have some kind of skill. Whereas I just feel like now you don't even have to have a skill. You can act the fool. You can just you can just be so active on a social platform that everyone knows who the hell you are. Do you get what I'm saying? And then that's where you get this degree of people who are now have this status and they literally don't have anything to of substance to provide to the population, in my opinion.
Do you know, like, so I was thinking about this earlier today. So it must have been on my feed. You know, what's that thing where they date in
Love Island?
No, we're talking about with Pound Sterling only the other day, recently.
Oh, Grilling.
Grilling. So, like, that Cheyenne, she's got her own thing.
Okay.
Same bar, same everything. Because she's not on it at the moment. She's not on that Grilling, is it?
I watched that episode just before.
So she's on.
Today.
Oh, so her. And she had a guy called Beaver. All right, so Beaver was on it.
Oh, what's the Bobby Shmurda one?
Oh, she had Bobby Shmurda on there?
Yeah.
Who's Cheyenne or the...
Yeah, Cheyenne. Yeah, I've seen the thing. So Beaver was on it. I don't know this geezer, by the way.
Mm. And English or...
Yeah, English, yeah. So, and not funny, he kind of looks like a beaver, I get it, all right? not even chatting shit. Like, he looks like I see why. He didn't really explain why he called me, but I can see it, all right? All right, so like... he explained what he said, like... yeah, so long story short, he said like... He didn't explain what job. No, he said he worked in demolition. Okay. Worked in demolition 6 days a week. Wasn't something he really enjoyed.
Using his teeth.
No, I want to find Beaver, by the way. All right, so like he said he worked in demolition and didn't enjoy it, and then just tried his hand at social media and all that type of stuff. And basically it popped off. He said he did a couple things. First, he used to rap, a bit of an MC, but jokey. And then he just started eating food and people bought into kind of something like that anyway. And people bought into it. And I guess... my point is that like once upon a time, like not that it was a big deal, but there was a lot of I wasn't say credence, but like you'll get my point. Like being a fireman or a doctor or a lawyer, those things were really, really important to the community in terms of A, needing them, but at the same time, how much you get paid. Whereas we spoke about the internet in previous episodes. The world is I hate that word literally, but literally our oyster, or is our oyster. And I sit there sometimes and I think to myself, I Googled this over there actually, as to how much money is available on this rascal internet. Do you know what I mean? And I actually Googled, I said, because I'm
Did you use the exact word?
No, I didn't write that. but I actually wrote this, down. No, right, is it on this thing? It's not in here.
How much money is in the Rascal?
Yeah.
S-K-L-A.
So I must have put something in on Google as to like, how much is the TikTok or social media industry worth or something along those lines. Yeah. I might not use those words. And it says like last year it was like 15 billion or something like that. And it just goes to show you like, Beaver can just eat food and eat, get a coin. Do you know what I mean?
And he's eating literally.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? So I guess
that's what he does. That's his main thing. He just eats food.
I want to find Beaver.
And is it a visual thing, an audio thing, both?
Beaver.
Like, has he got like a eating podcast on Spotify? You can listen to him munching down Maltesers and Quavers.
No idea, but actually I really want to find
him. Is mad.
What's her name? Cheyenne. Beaver.
While he's doing that, what about you, Mace?
Go on.
There he is right there.
Stay in the car.
That's not me laughing.
I thought he was going to be a black guy. I don't know why.
So there he is there. I don't know if that's big enough.
Beaver.
So like when he speaks, you can. Well, anyway, he looked like a beaver. I got it.
Yeah, I can see it.
Seemed nice enough anyway.
All right, so
that's what the comment said anyway.
But will it ever return? So we're now at a point where. You don't need, obviously, as Beaver's shown, you don't need a particular skill to get any clout. Mm. But do you think it'll ever get back to a point where, or do you think it'll balance out at least where you can be like, okay, well, we've got this side of the internet, so to speak, where anything goes, and you've got the other side where artistry and skill and talent is actually needed? Or is it just in certain domains? Because you can't be going back to the whole gatekeeper thing where it's just like, okay, if I want to do a skill such as gymnastics or football, you have to get to a certain level for you to even step into that door.
for me, you're always going to have both. The problem is, people like Beaver.
It's actually Bevo, but sorry, go on. I just saw it. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
People like Beaver, because social media is in everyone's faces and because of what you just said, these kind of industries are worth, and because there's no gatekeeper or kind of barriers to entry or not as many, you're going to have, I don't know, 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, a million to one of those on that side that actually have the skill set.
Yeah.
And the problem is, because there's no filtering process, they're going to come through 10 a dozen at a time because they're going to pop up everywhere because they can, because of the fact that the YouTubes, the internets, we're on them daily.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone pretty much on them daily.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you're going to have both sides, but this is going to be more in your face.
It's going to seem like...
Yeah, having appearance as if you're getting a lot more of this.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm. Interesting. All right. The same is true for politicians during election cycles. It is fun to watch the politicians who announce that if elected, they will do all these good things because they care about us. And if they lose their election, many go on to do none of these things. The rank of office is not what makes someone leader. Leadership is the choice to serve others with or without any formal rank. And that's on page 82. So, do you believe in the current political system and its leaders?
No. Leaders, no. I don't believe in them at all. I just feel like if you look at the two main parties' leaders we've got at the moment, Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer, Keir Starmer, I'm sorry, I'd rather watch paint dry. He's just no substance to the guy, man. Or at least that doesn't appear to be. I'm not delved into it that deep. I'm not checking every day what Labour are up to, but he's just kind of slotted in and it's just like, there's nothing there. With Corbyn, you had personality and you
knew what he stood for in some respects.
You knew he stood for, that's a good point, very good point. He had personality, he'd wind a lot of people up the wrong way and other people he'd have true supporters. I think Starmer's just too down the line, personally, and it's a bit boring. Like, there's nothing there. Like, and then Richie, on the other hand, he's just so up in the clouds and away with the clouds. It's unreal.
Away
with
the fairies, boy.
Away with the fairies. So in terms of the leaders of our two main political parties, no, the problem is, the way our country is, no other political party, albeit they want to defer from the main two and you know, we have different fractions, none of them can command enough power to ever be in power on their own. That's the unfortunate thing, because I'll be more than happy to vote for one of these or more than one of them, but then it's like, is your vote wasted? Do you get what I'm saying? It's just... So then, the way politics works in this country, I'll be honest, I don't completely understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a me thing, or I don't know if that's just the way that the politics in this country has been set up, so that the kind of someone with my kind of brain power and kind of brain stay within that realm just can't actually, you know, fathom what everything means. I get so confused, and then I just give up with it because it doesn't interest me. And I'm not going to say I understand the American politics, but it just looks like there's a lot more to it, a lot more like, if I was in that country, I might be able to understand it because it's more of an event. Everything seems like an event there with politics when they, you know, you see them doing their version of their local elections. And then when it comes to the main elections, it's like a bull, what do you call it? A bull run or something like that? So the main event? I don't know what you call it. It just seems more like a show. And I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing, but it seems like something you'd want to tune into on like a daily or weekly basis, like a series almost.
I was going to add earlier, but I don't know why I didn't, I don't know what we're talking about actually. But in the States, I would argue or say that they have to be in tune actually, because actually it really does affect their pocket. It's not like they've got any government support. I mean, they do, but it's not the same in comparison to where we are in the UK. You know what I mean? So I think we're talking about parents and stuff like that. Like, they have to really go out there and earn their bread so their children can eat, et cetera, forget the topic we're talking about. So that's why I see that as a show in some respect. But I was going to mention, like, we were talking about being selfless and at the same time helping and supporting the wider group. Like, when I look at our leaders today, them men are supposed to be looking at the wider group. Them men are looking after themselves. That is very clear for all to see. And we've had to become a bit more savvy politically for us to understand that. A lot of us weren't really involved or in tune with politics. You know what I mean? It's only until, with Brexit, we're forced to. You know what I mean? It was rammed down our, well, I was about to say rammed down our throat, but we're forced to, to listen to a lot of the rhetoric in regards to Brexit, that like some of us became knowledgeable or were forced to actually go find the information, to the point now that like we Brexit has affected us in regards to shopping generally speaking, whether it's groceries, etc. You know what I mean? It's affected us. So like it's in our best interest to understand the politics going into what will be an election. I think it's this year. Yeah, this year or sometime soon. Do you know what I mean? I hope that answered this question.
Not really.
What was the question?
Of course. Typical classic P. Do you believe in the current political system and its leaders?
No. Not a chance. Not a chance. Yeah, no, because that was, yeah, that, not that, the things I said were in reference to that. No, like, I think some of them about themselves. So quite clearly, Rishi Sunak, for me personally, and the Conservative Party, they just rotated. Every single one of them just seems to be about themselves. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so no, I don't buy into them. And we're talking about, I forgot his name. Keir Starmer, what's the other one? Previous leader.
Boris.
Previous Labour leader, sorry.
Jeremy Corbyn.
Like, I forgot what I was going to say. But like Jeremy Corbyn was a bit more of a socialist, you know what I mean? And I guess that speaks to actually helping the wider community. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And even, I'll say Dynamo, but I mean, I wouldn't know too much about, because I think, what constituency? He's Hackney, isn't she?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, I don't think like, back then, way back then, like you couldn't just, I don't feel you could be an MP and not really contribute to your community. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas now, there's a bit more to it.
Yeah, I don't believe in the political system and its leaders at all, whatsoever. I don't think there was a point where I have, and I've yet to feel, I'm not going to say any need, but like you said, Mace, the understanding of it, I don't understand the intricate parts of it. I know someone that gave me a tidbit of the reality that a lot of what we think is political power and those that make the decisions don't actually make the decisions. It gets left to, I don't want to say a shadow government, but almost like a shadow part of the government that actually make the real decisions in terms of what's what and what's actually going to get done, what's going to get passed and what's not going to get passed. But that's out of my remit. I couldn't tell you much about it. I don't know much about it. As I said, someone gave me a small smidgen of information that just made me realise how much I don't know in regards to the political system. And on one hand, yes, I would like to know a bit more about it and I should research a bit more about it. But I've got so many other different things that I'm trying to do in my life that is unfortunately not one of the major things, even though everything we do in our lives is affected by politics one way or another. So it probably is in our best, as individuals, our best interest to look into it. But yeah, they got us on the treadmill, so it's very hard to kind of look into that at the same time. But yeah, to answer it as well, no, I don't believe in the current political system.